Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Tyson Foods has recalled more than 36,000 pounds of chicken nuggets because they may be contaminated with rubber. The USDA has classified the recall as a high health risk, and they recommend throwing out the product or returning it to the place where you bought it. The nuggets in question are the 5-pound packages of Tyson white meat panko chicken nuggets and have a best buy date of November 26, 2019. And members of the Lomira High School wrestling team spent their day off by shoveling snow from the driveways around their Wisconsin neighborhood. As you can see by the video, they were able to get the job done quickly with a little teamwork. The Lomira Booster Club posted photos and videos of the boys on Facebook saying, "We are hearing such positive feedback from so many community members. We are proud of these amazing athletes." Okay, now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Jerry Willis. Jerry, there's another controversy about Facebook and privacy.
Hey, Kristen, that's right. According to a TechCrunch investigation, Facebook has been secretly compensating users for access to their data. Since 2016, Facebook has been paying users aged 13 to 35 $20 in gift cards per month plus referral fees to sell their privacy by installing Facebook Research. Now, Facebook said the app would no longer be available on iOS, but will apparently still be available for Android users. And this, neither snow nor rain nor sleet nor gloom of night stays these couriers from the swift completion of their appointed rounds. That's the motto of the Postal Service, but that won't be the case over the next 2 days. The Postal Service says delivery will be suspended in some of the areas hit hardest by the incoming polar vortex, and that means Illinois, Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wisconsin, and parts of Kansas, Missouri, Montana, and Nebraska. Pizza Hut is giving the term special delivery a whole new meaning this Super Bowl Sunday. The company offering free pizza and tickets to next year's Super Bowl to the family of the first baby born after kickoff on Sunday.
Nice. That's a great prize. So what's it take to enter?
Well, if you want in on this promotion, share a photo of your baby at the exact time of birth on Twitter, tag Pizza Hut, and use the hashtag Pizza Hut Special Delivery.
Well, we'll be looking for those new baby photos on Sunday. Thanks, Jerry. Time now for the New York Minute with Rosanna Scotto from Fox 5 New York. Rosanna, having taken control in November, Democrats in the state Senate are making good on their progressive agenda.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot going on here. The state legislature is following up on actions on abortion and higher education with a sweeping gun control package, the first since early 2013. Now, among the six bills, the most debated was the red flag bill, which would allow family, teachers, and law enforcement to ask a judge to temporarily prohibit somebody from possessing or buying a firearm if they're deemed a threat to themselves or others. Lawmakers also extended waiting periods from 3 to 30 days for inconclusive background checks. They banned bump stocks, and they banned anyone other than security, resource officers, or law enforcement from carrying guns on school grounds, so no teachers can do that. At a press conference on Tuesday, Governor Cuomo, who is expected to sign the bills into law, said it's a big step forward for common sense gun control. So we're taking a step here in New York City.
Okay, well, just to keep it moving, Rosanna, I hear there's a reason for fans of Broadway and 90s pop music to get excited.
Do you love Alanis Morissette? Well, she has announced a new Broadway musical based on her 1995 album, Jagged Little Pill. Now, that included hits like Ironic and Hand in My Pocket. The show, written by Diablo Cody, the Oscar-winning writer of Juno, will feature Alanis' songs as it tells the story of a multi-generational, multiracial suburban family. The show actually premiered last year, running for 79 sold-out shows at the American Repertory Theater in Massachusetts, but it will apparently be reworked for its Broadway debut in the fall, and I'm sure everything's going to be fine, fine, fine. That's my Alanis Morissette in a New York Minute.
Sounded good to me. Thanks, Rosanna. Let's go to Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando now. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear parents need to take their daughter's pain more seriously.
Hi, Kristen. Well, a new study from Yale says adults interpret pain differently in girls than in boys. The analysis found that adults take boys more seriously when it comes to physical pain. Researchers say this is simply a problem of gender stereotypes and nothing more. They say girls are more dramatic and exaggerate their pain, which could cause problems in medical exams. But again, it's just a study, and they say that you should always take your child's pain seriously. Researchers at York University say even people suffering depression can benefit from simple training in compassion and kindness. They trained mildly depressed individuals through online tools on how to behave with compassion towards others. They used exercises called acts of kindness for 3 weeks. And the results? Well, participants performed the acts of kindness beyond those 3 weeks and reported greater life satisfaction. There is another recent study that suggests children who take part in sports have healthier bones as adults. The findings were published in the Journal of Bone and Mineral Research and found kids who were consistently involved in sports had better levels of bone mass at age 20 than their peers who never participated or those who started a sport and then later dropped out. And kids don't have to be champion athletes to see the benefits from this. Researchers also found any participation in sports, regardless of the sport or the child's ability level, was found to show a bone benefit. And that's what you need to know. And Kristen, I know both you and I were athletes. I know I started at 12 and kept up through college, so I got to get my bones checked. Now, hopefully they're okay. What about you?
Yeah, I started playing basketball when I was 10. I also played through college, so I think our bones are doing just fine. Thanks, Danielle. Okay, get your tissues ready, because this next one's a tearjerker. Milo, a 10-week-old puppy, was born with upside-down paws. He was unable to walk from what vets call congenital elbow dislocation. Dr. Eric Clary, associate professor of small animal surgery at Oklahoma State University's Center for Veterinary Health Sciences, says the best Milo could do was a very uncomfortable army crawl. With a rescue agency covering the cost of Milo's corrective surgery, Dr. Clary and his team performed the surgery on January 9th. Milo was under anesthesia for about 3 hours while the team realigned each elbow and inserted pins across the joints to keep them straight. After waking up from surgery, Milo found himself in a splint and bandages that he needs to wear for recovery. Dr. Clary and his team say Milo will need to undergo rehabilitative therapy and needs to be taught how to walk. As for now, Milo's elbows remain in alignment, which is what vets were hoping for at this stage of recovery. Dr. Clary also says Milo is a great patient and doing a great job. All right, for 10 days every winter, filmmakers, critics, and industry bigwigs head to Park City, Utah for Sundance, the largest independent film festival in the U.S. In its opening days, the festival saw founder Robert Redford take a back seat. New Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez also made a virtual appearance during the premiere of Knock Down the House, a doc about female candidates in 2018. And it's not just D.C. Female representation is big this year at Sundance, too. 45% of films are helmed by women. This year's festival also marks the return of the mega deal with Late Night, The Report, and the Bruce Springsteen-inspired Blinded by the Light, all being acquired by studios for at least $13 million each. But it was another premiere that caused the biggest uproar, and with more on that, it's time for this week's Page Six Fix, and Elizabeth Wagmeister has details. Hi, Liz.
Well, Kristen, security was beefed up for the premiere of the explosive new Michael Jackson documentary at the Sundance Film Festival, but was met with just two protesters. Zac Efron debuted a platinum blonde nude do, but fans were disappointed after being stranded outside in the freezing cold for hours waiting to get into a Sundance party.
All right, so while half of Hollywood was at Sundance, tell us what was going on at the SAG Awards.
Michael B. Jordan showed up in a bedazzled Louis Vuitton harness. Emma Stone steps out with her boyfriend, and Emily Blunt leaves her hubby and all of us in tears after her win. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. For the latest news and gossip, make sure you watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. And still ahead here on Top 30, how the checkout line could be hurting your health. And we'll have the very latest on Jussie Smollett. With the hustle and bustle of everyday life, I think we can all use a reason to smile. And here on Top 30, we want to highlight the special moments that often go unnoticed. So here with today's magic moment is Troy Dunn. Troy, it's always great to see you.
Good to see you.
I hear you have a real tearjerker for us.
Well, it is for me because you know how much I love children.
Yes, and you have eight of them.
I collect them. Yes, I have eight.
It's an accomplishment.
That is true. But I do want to tell you about two very special children. Their names are Gabriel and Gavin. Okay. And they are elementary school children, they are brothers, and they have a father who courageously serves in the U.S. Air Force for our country. That father has been gone for 195 days.
Oh.
And these boys say that they pray every night for his safe return and have done so from the time that he left.
Yeah.
Well, they're at school. It is supposed to be a typical pep rally that they're walking into, but little do they know that in the next few moments, all 195 of their prayers are about to be answered.
Bobby!
Oh my God, it's so good to go to my head. How are you?
Good.
I missed you. Guys are so big.
I can't explain how much I missed them. And I keep praying every night that he'll come home safely and return to his family.
Here I am. Yeah. See how those prayers get answered?
Yeah.
Talk about answered prayers. Those get me every time.
I know. And you know, as you watch the emotion in those little boys' faces, mm-hmm. I know that in our country, we really are very respectful and we honor the men and women who serve our country. And I know that when we pass them, we always tell them, you know, thank you for your service.
I do every time.
I would like to say to the tens of thousands of children who have moms and dads who serve in our military that I thank you kids for your service, because I don't think people really appreciate and understand what our children of our country are giving up
in service. It's a sacrifice for the whole family.
It is huge. So to all of the families of military people, thank you for your service.
Thank you. And Troy, thank you for coming in. All right, moving right along, some of the biggest companies in the world will sell their products through a new website with a twist. Loop sells consumer goods in reusable containers. Procter & Gamble will sell Pantene shampoo in aluminum bottles. Nestle will sell Häagen-Dazs in metal containers. Unilever says each metal container of its Axe deodorant can be refilled for 8 years, keeping about 100 plastic containers out of the environment. After using select products online, UPS delivers their shipments in a reusable tote bag. When items are finished, they're placed in the tote for collection. Loop sterilizes the containers to be reused by the next customer. Shoppers can sign up for subscriptions to have refills shipped automatically. Loop says prices will be comparable to those in stores. Shoppers put down a refundable deposit for each package. More companies are trying to cut down on single-use plastic out of concern for the environment. Business analysts say Loop could also be a way to attract eco-conscious consumers. The service will launch in parts of the U.S. and France later this year. And another company who's doing their part to go green is the famous ice cream brand Ben & Jerry's. After eliminating the use of plastic straws at their shops in August of last year, Ben & Jerry's has just announced they will now replace their plastic spoons with a wooden alternative. Each year, Ben & Jerry's hands out approximately 30 million plastic spoons across their 577 stores worldwide. In fact, if each spoon used by the company was laid out from end to end, they would stretch from Vermont to Florida. But the company's move towards sustainable solutions will not only stop at spoons and straws. Ben & Jerry's also plans to replace their clear plastic cups, plastic-lined cups, and plastic lids with biodegradable alternatives by the end of 2020. But if you're looking for a sustainable solution available now, their waffle cones are super yummy, convenient, and waste-free. All right, never let anyone tell you watching TV is a waste of time. Cross Scott works in an Arizona tire shop. This month, he was test driving a customer's car when he saw a sedan pulled over with the hazard lights flashing. He stopped to help. A woman was slumped over the wheel. Scott smashed out a window and unlocked the door. There was no pulse. First responders weren't there yet, but there was an even bigger problem. Scott told the Arizona Daily Star, "I've never prepared myself for CPR in my life. I had no idea what I was doing." But Scott was familiar with something else. Season 5, episode 14 of The Office, called Stress Relief.
Okay, well, a good trick is to pump to the tune of Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. Do you know
that? Staying alive, staying alive. Staying alive, staying alive.
You can't tell by the way I use my walk. I'm a woman's man, no time to talk.
Scott sang the song while performing compressions. The woman woke up. Paramedics said things might have been different if not for his quick thinking. And just in case you were wondering, the Red Cross confirms staying alive has the correct tempo for chest compressions. Such a cool story. More and more millennials are foregoing dogs and cats for pet plants. But research says there's at least one very important distinction owners need to make between animal pets and plant ones. Cody Goff, host of the Curiosity Daily podcast, is here with more. So, Cody, I hear petting your plant is not the best idea.
That's right, Kristen. New research shows that plants have a very strong reaction to touch. Scientists have known for a while that some plant species show a slower rate of growth after they've been touched daily. But in December 2018, researchers in Australia took a closer look at why. They used a soft paintbrush to stroke the leaves of thalecrest plants every 12 hours, then measured their biological response over time. Within 30 minutes of being touched, 10% of the plant's genome had been altered. At the site where the plants had been stroked, they ramped up the activation of genes that suppress the touch response, and the same thing happened in other places in the plant, although to a lesser degree. In the end, repeated touching reduced plant growth by up to 30%. So why? Well, plants may have developed this trait to detect the touch of other plants. Think about it. When plants grow too close together, they get less light and fewer nutrients. Growing smaller could be a way to make sure there's enough to go around. This new research might help farmers figure out how far to space their plants to help them grow as big as possible. In the meantime, don't pet your plants. That's what cats are for. Kristen?
Right. Leave the petting for the fur babies, not the plant ones. Got it. Thanks, Cody. You can check out more on Curiosity.com. Now to the latest on Empire star Jussie Smollett. He's been released from the hospital following what authorities are calling a possible hate crime after he was brutally attacked in Chicago. The actor said he was jumped in the early morning hours by two white men in ski masks who yelled racial and homophobic slurs at him, beat him, and wrapped a noose around his neck. The Chicago Police Department says the attackers also poured an unknown chemical substance on him before fleeing. Jussie's co-star Terrence Howard says the actor is angry following the attack. But I know Jussie, he said. Jussie's anger will dissipate and he will forgive these people for what they did. While he continues to heal, Jussie will reportedly perform at a concert he has scheduled in Los Angeles on Saturday. No arrests have been made yet in connection with the attack, and the Chicago PD will continue to investigate. We certainly wish him well. All right, stress can really impact your body and behavior, which is why we have today's Top 30 Steal, a Serenity four-piece spa robe gift set at a special 71% discount. This relaxation set allows you to have a spa day in the comfort of your own home. You get one super soft microfiber robe, a pair of slipper socks, a hair towel wrap, and a loofah. The robe is designed to comfortably fit men and women alike and is one size fits most. The slipper socks are designed for maximum comfort and warmth. The hair towel wrap has an elastic band, so it's easy to secure, and the loofah gets rid of dead skin. The Serenity four-piece spa robe gift set retails for as much as $100, but today you can buy it for just $29. That's a 71% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. When you're running errands or doing your shopping, it's easy to overlook that little piece of paper that comes along with your purchase. But paper receipts have a bigger impact on the environment and your health than you may think. It turns out most commonly used paper receipts aren't printed with inkjet ink, which is recyclable. Instead, the paper is coated with a dangerous chemical called BPA. BPA changes color when heated, which gives the appearance of printed type. When we touch receipts, the chemical is absorbed through our skin by our hands. According to the Natural Resources Defense Council, BPA is an endocrine disruptor that functions similarly to the hormone estrogen. Exposure can increase the risk of miscarriage and affect sperm production. Not only do receipts pose a potential health risk, but they also have a substantial impact on the environment. A report by Green America found the production of receipts uses over 3 million trees and 9 billion gallons of water each year in the United States alone. Phil Ting, a California Assembly member from San Francisco, recently introduced a bill to shift receipts from paper to electronic in the state of California. He argues that many people receive emailed receipts already when they do their shopping online. His bill would make electronic receipts the default option in the state. In the meantime, if you handle receipts regularly, experts recommend wearing gloves to limit your contact with BPA. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for watching. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. 80% of New Year's resolutions fail before February. But if you resolve to be better with money, we've got some tips to help. Plus, why rocking to sleep isn't just for kids. And how to make delicious Valentine's Day desserts for the ones you love. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.